You're listening to Lake Effect Weekend on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Latrobe, PA, Dothan, Alabama, Butte, Montana, Laredo, Texas. These are not names synonymous with a large Jewish presence. We suspect that many people would be surprised that there are actually Jews in those places at all.
The documentary There Are Jews Here dispels the myth that the only Jews in America are urban. It focuses on a few of the 1 million American Jews in rural areas and small towns that are struggling to practice their faith. Tackling topics like assimilation and migration, the film shows people grappling with how to preserve the legacy of those who came before them and also with how to revive community.
The film is being shown 4 times in the Milwaukee Film Festival, with the first showing Sunday evening. Filmmaker Brad Lichtenstein sat down with Lake Effect's Mayan Silver to explain how the idea for the movie came about.
The idea actually kind of came to me. There's a man who was one of the first large funders of my work about 22 years ago. My first film and last Jewish film was called Andre's Lives, about the Jewish Schindler. And Mike Levin was a funder of that. And he had been supporting a group called the Jewish Community Legacy Project, which was helping small communities that were closing do it responsibly, make sure that their Torahs were given away to who needed them, cemeteries are taken care of, buildings are sold, maybe have some kind of endowment to leave behind a legacy. And he called me up and he said, there are all these fascinating stories I'm learning about these small communities all over America that are reaching the end of their lives, and do you think there might be a film there? So Mike was kind enough to send myself and my co-director and producer Morgan Johnson all over the country. We discovered lots of interesting stories, and we settled on the stories of Laredo, Texas, Butte, Montana, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and Dothan, Alabama. And that is the story of how the film came together.
Now, you actually say in the beginning of the film that there are actually about 1 million Jews in these small communities around the United States. That's actually not that small of a number.
No, it's a huge number. I mean, one of the interesting things is that every screening we do, whether it's been San Francisco or a little teeny theater in the Adirondacks, people always come up to us after and they have a story about them or their parents or grandparents who grew up in one of these small communities, or somehow they're connected. So obviously 1 million Jews are living in tiny communities around the country going through a similar experience to what you see in the film. It resonates. It resonates because of that.
And what were you expecting to find there before you went into these towns?
It's interesting. I think that the story that often gets told about small town Jews is the South. You know, there was a film some years back called Shalom, Y'all. And I just think that there's kind of a preciousness to the idea of Southern Jews. So I think probably I had a little bit of a stereotype like that. And we do tell the story of Dothan, Alabama, but it's hardly a stereotype of Southern Jews. In fact, the story there is this community who has a philanthropist that pays $50,000 to Jewish families to come and move to Dothan, Alabama. And Dothan, of course, is a small town, but it's also not too far from Atlanta, not too far from Pensacola, Jacksonville. And in Dothan, there's an army base, there's a large hospital. You know, it's a decent-sized community. But I think the most interesting thing about Dothan is that it's also led by a woman rabbi who's a convert who came down to Dothan also having never been to the South before and has created this really invigorating community down there. People certainly come for the $50,000, but they stay because the community is so exciting to be a part of.
Well, and so you expect, kind of thinking about dwindling communities of Jews, you expect to see the struggles, and there is some of that in the movie.
Sure.
But you're also focusing a lot on the action that people are taking in the movie. Did that attract you as a filmmaker to look at people doing something to try to keep Judaism alive?
Totally. I mean, as a filmmaker, what I'm always interested in doing, and it kind of happens in all my films, is finding a very intimate way that depends on access to people's lives to tell a big story. So it's a big story about Jewish communities dwindling, and even a bigger story really about just religious communities dwindling in America. But the way we tell it is so up close and intimate, so the camera's right there. When Terrence and Karen Aronson tell their mom that they're moving to Alabama from Los Angeles, and their mom, you know, freaks out. And the camera's right there when Mickey Radman in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, watches the last boxes being taken out of the synagogue as it's being packed up. Or, you know, the camera's right there when the story of Uri and Susie, when Susie and her mom are sort of having a confrontation over the fact that Susie converted to Judaism, and it's Laredo, Texas, a big Catholic community, and her family was a very devout Catholic family. And you're right there during the tension between them. You're also there during a lot of really funny moments as well. There's a great moment, I think it's a great moment, when a reporter, young reporter, comes to Mickey Radman in Latrobe, Pennsylvania to do a story about the closing of the shul. And he says, you know, I'm here to cover the story. It's really exciting. And it's such a rookie mistake, you know, to call like the closing of the thing you love the most exciting. And
yes.
Mickey sort of says, well, okay, I wouldn't call it exciting, but, you know, invites him in. And then the guy makes another mistake, you know. So what I try to do is to really gain the trust of people. And then they allow us to tell these stories from the vantage point of inside their lives, inside their home, inside their families.
And there was a woman named Nancy, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
Oyer.
Nancy Oyer in Butte, Montana.
Right.
And she had this really strong connection to Jewish tradition and culture and the scriptures, and it was helping her through these hard times. Did that surprise you?
It did surprise us. When we first met Nancy, who's originally from Chicago, and she grew up in a very observant Jewish household and knows Hebrew and knows the Torah, she moved out to Butte, Montana because, as she says, you know, she feels spiritually connected to the mountains and the land there. And we thought we were going to be telling kind of a funny story because she was telling us about how she was online dating men in Israel and she really hoped to try to get a man to move from Israel to Butte, Montana. So we didn't predict the fact that she would actually get very sick, kind of with a mysterious illness, and that the whole weight of that little synagogue was on her shoulders. So when she gets sick, the synagogue itself's future becomes very precarious. That was a total surprise, and I'm just grateful that she even lets us into her bedroom when she's in bed recovering and talks about the relationship between she and her mother through their Judaism.
Right. So her mom had passed away and she, you know, she would participate in the Yizkor, the remembrance service. Was that part of the point of the movie about how faith does not have boundaries and geography restrictions?
I think you're hitting on something. Yes, I think the movie explores faith in a lot of different ways and what its meaning is to people. I think it does it in a pretty universal way, too. We've had people who aren't Jewish in audiences talk to us about their connection to the movie because of the way it addresses faith. But it's not a judgy movie. It's not about how one should be religious. It's really just exploring the role faith plays in different people's lives in this particular circumstance.
And Jews tend to congregate in larger urban areas for some reason. And so taking it out of that context into the smaller towns, does it shed some light on what's going on with Judaism as a whole in the United States?
Well, I think that one thing you see, of course, is just the pattern of immigration that a lot of groups have experienced. So, of course, in different ways for Jews, late 19th century and then early 20th century, Jews come from Europe. They land in places mostly like New York, but also Galveston, Texas was a port city where people came in. And Jews tended to be peddlers, scrap metal, those kinds of professions early, serving people who needed those things in other professions like manufacturing, and then eventually became merchants. And so you see how they go out to these different towns and become merchants in the main square. That's the story really of Butte, Montana, and also in Dothan, Alabama, the philanthropist Larry Bloomberg, his family owned the department store in town. And in fact, the first escalator in Dothan, Alabama was in their store. He talks about how people used to ride up and down it. We didn't include that in the movie, but he always told me that story. So I think in that sense, what you're seeing is kind of this pattern of immigration that's very common to Jews' stories. There's this outlier sort of pattern, too, that I love called the Industrial Removal Office, which was an effort to get the second wave Jews in New York out of New York City because the early Jews from Germany largely did not want these poor, quote unquote, dirty, that's where a lot of that stereotype comes from, Jews to downgrade the status in society that they had achieved, and so actually paid for Jews to go out to the country and parts west in the United States. I affectionately call it 40 acres and a Jew.
Did you get any insight as to whether or not these communities were dwindling so much because of assimilation or because of the natural pattern of Jews wanting to live in urban areas and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think you hit on both. Partially assimilation or just the reduction of importance of organized religion, particularly around a synagogue or, for that matter, a church in America. I mean, the Pew Research Center has demonstrated this in a massive study showing the decrease in membership among most religions. Only Orthodox Judaism is growing in that respect. But also it's patterns of immigration. I mean, you might yourself be part of this. You know, families work hard, save up. The next generation goes to college. The kids come back from college. They don't want to stay in a small town or city. They want to go where there's more opportunity in places like New York and Chicago. And so those left behind are largely the older crowd. The exception to that rule in our movie is, you know, certainly Uri and Susie in Laredo who come back and then they're faced with, do I want to take on the project of trying to revive the shul that I grew up in? Or do we go somewhere like San Antonio where there's a vibrant Jewish community, especially for Susie who converted to Judaism but doesn't have any access to education or anything to support her? Or for that matter, the story in Dothan, Alabama, where you really see a family move from Los Angeles, and they're doing it in large part to have a future for their 6-year-old daughter.
Right. So there's not a, you know, like you said, there's not a judgment in the movie about how you choose to practice, where you live. It's more a statement. The title of the movie is "There Are Jews Here." It's a flat out statement. And I wanted to ask you about the scene with the student rabbi who comes into Butte.
Todd Silverman.
Yes.
And who now has a pulpit in New Orleans.
Okay, cool. Yeah. He said something really interesting, that he said that people would ask him when he said he was going to study there, there are Jews in Butte, Montana. And then he said, how dare I cut someone out of the Jewish community just for living in Butte?
Right. Yeah, it's a nice moment because Todd is basically the visiting rabbi for the High Holy Days in Butte, Montana. And he came from the seminary in Los Angeles, so very cosmopolitan. And, you know, he himself says, like, I had this kind of feeling, like, who are these Jews in Butte, Montana? And, like, if you want to live a Jewish life, shouldn't you go where Jews are? And he is essentially the pronouncement of what the declaration of the title is. There are Jews here, and they matter too. And so he realizes that he's kind of serving a mission by coming out to Butte, Montana, and leading their services, which, by the way, he did again. He came back. So throughout his seminary time, he became the rabbi in Butte for High Holidays.
So, you know,
he's also, can I tell you a funny story?
Sure.
He's such a great guy. And there was this great convergence that happened. I was filming in Los Angeles with Terrence and Karen, who are in the Dothan story. They were moving from L.A. to Dothan. Well, Todd, of course, was in L.A. finishing up his rabbinical training. And then a woman who was in a film I made about domestic violence about 15 years ago was out there too. She found me on Facebook. So we had this great dinner where we had characters from two different stories and there are Jews here who had never met meeting. And then a character and her kids who were a little teeny weeny when I first filmed with them meeting also. So we had basically three films all converging at dinner.
That's awesome. And did they talk about what was going on in the different scenarios?
They talked about, you know, how hard it was that I was such a demanding director. Kidding.
So overall in this movie, obviously there are going to be empty pews. There's going to be struggle. Do you think there's overall also an optimistic message for what it takes to put in effort into something to really make something mean something?
I think that the optimism that comes out of the movie is really around the importance, like the underlying and just completely critical importance of community. You know, I moved here from New York City, and Milwaukee is a small town compared to New York City, and there are a lot of less Jews here. And I remember being a little crabby about that when I first moved here. And somebody who I love and respect a lot, Harriet Barlow, who has been kind of a figure in Anne and my wife and my life for a long time, she runs an artist retreat that we go to. She said, look, make community where you are. And that was some of the best advice. And I think that's kind of also the message of There Are Jews Here.
Well, thank you so much, Brad Lichtenstein, for talking to us about the movie and making it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Milwaukee filmmaker Brad Lichtenstein's documentary, There Are Jews Here, screens a total of four times during the Milwaukee Film Festival. The first time is Sunday evening at the Oriental Theater. There is a link to more information at wuwm.com.